Philip Semple, PA Dr. D. Surgeon Care. Today's date is 05/22/2023. Dictation is for Michelle McGee. McGee spells MCGEE. Michelle spells MICHELLE. And date of birth is 01/23/1978. This is a 45-year-old female here with sinus pain and pressure, period. In this paragraph, patient said this has been going on for approximately a week or more. But it's gotten worse in the last 2 days. Today she's been using over-the-counter medication with no improvement. She described pain as pressure-like, located in her cheeks and behind her eyes. Said pain is worse with leaning forward. Said pain is non-radiating, period. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Patient reports green discharge from bilateral nose. Next line, the reports congestion, nasal congestion. Next line. Patient reports cough, especially with exertion and taking deep breaths, period. Next paragraph. She denies chest pain. She denies shortness of breath. Denies diaphoresis. She denies exertional correction. She denies paroxysmal nocturnal dyspnea, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam. She's alert-oriented. In mild distress, vital signs are as follows. O2 sat at 93%. Room air blood pressure 114 over 74. Pulse 99. Respiration 18. Temperature 97.9. Period. Next paragraph. Face 10. The maxillary and frontal sinuses. Next paragraph. Nose congested with green discharge. Erythematous and edematous turbinates. Next paragraph. Ear. Erythematous external ear canal with tenderness to palpation to the external tragus. No mastoid tenderness. No discharge or bleeding. Period. Next paragraph. Neck, full range of motion, no rigidity, no meningeal signs, period, next paragraph. Respiratory, poor inspiratory and expiratory effort. She has mild inspiratory and expiratory regions. This is her diffusely in bilateral lobes, period. In the next paragraph, abdomen is distended secondary to obesity. No guarding, no rebound, no visible peristalsis, period, next paragraph. Skin, no abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules, no vesicles or bulli, period, next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion, upper and lower extremities, no discomfort, range of motion. Negative Hohmann sign, no calf, swelling or tenderness, period, next paragraph. Neuro, alert oriented, times 3, cranial nerves, 2, 10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and effect are normal, period, next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is acute sinusitis, number 2, acute rhinitis, number 3, acute bronchitis, number 4, cough, number 5, ear pain, period. In clinic today, patient received the following, dexamethasone, 10 milligrams IM. She was advised to take her sugar in about 3 or 4 hours, and if her sugar is elevated, to take an extra diabetic pills, period. She says she understands and will comply. Next paragraph. Rocephin IM, 1 gram. She was observed in the clinic for approximately 25 minutes after receiving both injections. Then she was reevaluated. She reports no side effects from the medication. Says she's beginning to feel a little better. She was sent home with the following amoxicillin, 875 milligrams, 1 POBID for 10 days, number 20, next medication, Diflucan, 150 milligrams, 1 PO daily for yeast infection, next paragraph. ProAir, MDI, she will take 2 puffs TID PRN for coughing or wheezing. She was given the opportunity to ask questions. She says she has none. She was strongly encouraged to increase fluids. Come back to the clinic if worse. Go to the nearest emergency room if we are closed. End of dictation.